This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
Good morning, KC2NVM. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. KC2NVM. Welcome to Monday. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. It was quite a warm one, and I think it's supposed to continue today. I think I heard 91 today. Yeah. So how was the weekend?
Weekend was good. I did my good deed for the year and helped a fellow ham take a Silent Keys tower down, and that was quite the feat. The tower was astronomically big.
So I think you said this was a fold over. Was this a fold in half, or was this a pivot at the base, and then was it telescopic, and how did the whole thing go, and who ended up with the tower?
It was a fold over in the middle, and then we ended up having to cut the bottom that was sunk in the concrete, and then cut the bottom of the tower, and then use a winch to lower it. But it's still in place, it's still on the property. It was about 4 hours to get to that point and then take everything off of the antenna or the tower. And it was just getting really hot. Everybody was kind of exhausted. There's only me, the guy I helped, and then the property owner. But it had a gigantic Yagi on the top. And so we took everything apart, labeled it all. But it was scary taking that last bit down.
Excuse me. Yeah, an old friend of mine, fellow ham, he since moved to Florida, and we not kept in contact, but we had two opportunities like that, and I mean, we'll get about one. He had to take down the tower, we could have whatever antennas were on it, and we ended up putting a line on the tower. And it had a pivot point at the base of the tower, so you could undo one side, and then it would hinge over. And I ended up putting a line on my hitch, and but the line went across the roof of the house and out to the front of the driveway, where we then slowly backed up my truck and tipped the tower over. Actually using the roof as a place to hold the line as it was tipping down. And that worked out really nice. And took that down. My friend at the time got the tower. Then I climbed. He had a windmill-style tower. And he had an antenna up there, so I climbed that, took down. And then another time we went out to this farmhouse in Fredonia, and they wanted to get the towers, or not towers, get antennas off of the roof. So I climbed up on the roof there and helped them take those down. But yeah, so it's a lot of work, especially for a weekend like this weekend, which was really hot. I guess you guys did a nice job. Didn't come crashing to the ground. No one got hurt. So that's awesome.
And Eric, the pilot, he handled the estate sale for all the ham gear. And I honestly don't know what he would have done if I wasn't there. Because he just was like, oh, it just folds over, then we could do this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, no, you got to do this first. You can't just hook up your winch to it, because the hook of the winch doesn't fit through the little spot on the tower where the pulley is. And you're like, oh, I got extra line for that. And we had to make a line to go from there to the actual tower to the hoist or the winch. and then take tension up, then you take the bolts out, or the pivot pin, and then fold it over, and it was just kind of weird that he really didn't know what he was doing, it seemed.
Yeah, thinking about, you know, towers and stuff, if I had the opportunity to install a new one, there's one of two styles that I would be interested in, and one is the combo telescopic tip over, so you can all drop, you know, take like a 45-foot tower-ish, you know, 30-foot tower in three sections, and, you know, and then it tips down, and then you tip it over, and those are pretty nice. The other ones I've been seeing, and I know the railroad uses them, and so along the railroad tracks you see these towers, and they use that square stock tubing with a hinge point kind of halfway up the mast there, and you disconnect the bolt, and the whole thing's, you know, kind of spins like a pinwheel, like a two-legged pinwheel, and tips the whole thing over. And those are kind of neat. Not a lot of opportunity for adjustment, but you wouldn't climb it, but it easily tips over. I think those look nice.
This one would have been a much nicer if it actually pivoted at the base as well, but we had to cut two of the lengths halfway through to make like a pivot point and cut the last one, and then it ended up folding the last 10 feet that it dropped. It dropped with a little more gumption than we liked, because things, it didn't exactly pivot the way we expected it to. But the property owner was a little overzealous at times with the Sawzall. He just really liked cutting stuff up and wanted to start cutting antennas, and it was like, no, we had to reel him in with the Sawzall, but he was like, I want to cut it. Then he started cutting all the hard lines and the 4-foot lengths, and it's like, no, the garbage won't take them unless they're 4-foot. It's like, yeah, but you don't want to throw that away. You want to scrap that, because he was all about, oh, so are you buying the tower? I'm like, are you buying any of the antennas? And I'm like, no, Eric just needed help. I'm not buying anything. But he was all about the money, it seemed.
Yeah, so a little awkward to be in that situation where you're not a buyer of the equipment that you're working on, and yeah, what's getting saved, what's not, what's you know, what can go in your vehicle and go home with you, and yeah. Well, it sounds like it worked out. All worked out in the end, so that's good. Yeah, I didn't do much ham radio related. I did figure out how to do that shutdown I wanted to do, and it's much, much, much easier than I was anticipating. I was going to do the GPIO momentary button method, and then I realized that there is an option in the software so that I can shut it down with the radio, so I don't even have to touch the MMDVM. So I enabled that, and I can now control it from the radio set. That's pretty cool. Yeah, we went kayaking on Saturday, and we got out early and tried to beat some of the heat, but even by the time we got off the water, it was really warming up. Went to a birthday party on Saturday afternoon. Spent a few hours over there, and for the most part, it was an okay weekend. Wow, already made it to work already. It's 6:37. Now let's see if anyone else is in here. This is K2PCB.
Well, good morning, everybody. K2PCB.
Good morning, everybody. KE2GEQ.
Well, look at that. You throw a call up there, and they multiply. This is K2PCB. I guess Ross came in there first. How was your weekend, Ross?
Oh, pretty good. I'm very, very, very busy. I had my extended weekend. I had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I did everything from sealing my driveway to doing my parents' floor to the fair. and a funeral all in one weekend. So I have pretty busy.
That does sound like a busy weekend. I guess I'll just ask you now because I'll forget. I'm gonna ask Megan if she has a new employee that started to work with her. Lily Latorno. If so, she actually lives in our building. She said she just started a position, social services position in Warsaw. So, interesting. Social work. You gotta ask her if she's met this girl. Anyway, how's your weekend, Brad?
Well, I would say my weekend was productive. Maybe not as busy as Ross's. Got some stuff done around the house that's been lingering, so that was good. Tried to stay cool. Went in the pool yesterday for a little bit, but the water was 86. A little bit too warm for to really cool off. So we left the cover off last night. See if that'll drop it down a couple degrees.
Oh yeah, warm like bath water, kind of pool water. Goes from one extreme to the next, doesn't it? Sometimes you hop in the pool and, ooh, that's chilly. Especially at the gym, they don't like to turn the heat on. And it's one thing when it's a contrast from the hot tub to the pool, but I think they like to save money and turn the heater on once people start showing up. But it means it's going to be cold for a while, and you'll be long gone before it starts to really warm up. But get work messages ready. Yeah, that's still nice that you have the opportunity, though. I guess if you hop out and you're all wet and you're maybe in a little bit of shade and there's a breeze, that should still feel good, though. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, I guess we'll turn it back to Jeff.
So with taking the tower down, I called my wife afterwards, and I'm like, please use this day as a reminder, never again volunteer yourself. I seem to be the only one that responded to the, hey, anyone want to help take it down a tower? Now, I don't know if I'm going to be getting the tower, because I don't honestly know where I would actually put the darn thing up, but that's a possibility of taking the tower.
With the guy going to town with the salsa, was he a fellow ham? Did he have an appreciation for, destroying the integrity of the tower to be able to put this back up? Would putting this back up be easy without a significant modification?
No, he was a retired civil engineer that bought the house and is completely gutted and remodeling the house. And just has no regard for anything, just was interested in how much money he could get for anything, and then just getting it down, because they wanted it down. I think there was a court order to take it down, or for some safety reasons. I didn't really get into any of the specifics on that side, but they did go to court for something, and I wasn't quite paying attention.
Interesting. Yeah, well, hopefully that all works out, and maybe you'll end up with the tower or the antennas or something out of that for your efforts. Yeah, so thinking about those kind of things, Ross, when you had your antenna up in the first location or in its current location, did you ever have to coordinate with the town or maybe even with your neighbors at a minimum?
I didn't with the town. The town doesn't have anything that's in place for as far as towers. That's probably more of a FAA thing. Make sure you're not going to hit airplanes or anything with it. The town doesn't have anything in place for that. So I guess do what you want with that. And I did talk to my neighbors, and they didn't care. They thought it was kind of a neat idea or a neat that I could talk to people all over the place. So Yeah, I'm just pulling work as well. I got to leave work a little bit early today. But, no. The only thing I did is just to make the neighbors, I guess not happy, but they camouflaged it. I painted it green to match the landscape so it will blend in with the background.
Oh, there you go, Jeff. There's a nice little tip from Ross. If you do have an opportunity to put a tower up, keep the neighbors' curiosity at bay by giving it a little camouflage. That's a great idea. All right, I'm going to turn over to you, Brad, but I'm going to say 73 at the same time. It's 6:45, and I'm going to make a run for it. This is K2PCB. We'll catch you tomorrow.
K2PCB, K2GDQ, have a 73. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'd love to have an antenna go up pretty high, but the better half is saying I got to keep it reasonable, so... No towers in my near future. Jeff, how tall was that tower?